That's slowish work, Bob. What's a been a boat? Thy pooking don't go on, not over sprack. Why, I've a pooked my wheel loxy clear out, and here I got another turning back.
I'll work with thee then, Sammy, any day, at any work best minded to go at, for any money thee dost like to lay. No, Mr. Sammy, what dost think of that? My good whale here is twice as big as thine, or else I warrant I shouldn't be behind.
Now, dang thee, Bob, don't tell such whopping lies. My wheel is biggest, if thou come to size. 'Tis just the same whenever bist a boat. Why, when bist ted in grass, ye leisly sloth, somebody is a fust to take thy swaff and ted a half way back to help thee out. And when bist reacking rollers, bist so slack that thee dost keep the boys and women back. And if dost think that thee can challenge oi at anything then, Bob, we'll take a pick a piece, and once this summer go and try to make a ricker piece. A ricker thine will look a little funny when these are done, and I'll bet any money.
You noggerhead. Last year, thee missed a rick, and we were forced to trigger wi' a stick. And what did John, that Tipton, say? Why, Zeddy stood atop one all the while in dread, a-thinking that afore he should have done un, he'd tumble over slap wi' he upon un.
You're lying, lazy thief. I warned my rick were better than thy roared a high last wick. Thou hadna got 100 yards to haul un, and then there were a fwast to hab un bone. For if thou hadn't, 'twould a tumbled down. And ere to that, I zeed he were a-valin', and pushed again with my pitching rick to keep him up just till we got to rick. And when the Humpty Dumpty were unbound, he fell to pieces, down upon the ground.
Do shut thy lying chops. What dost thou mind thy pitching to me out in gully plot? I'm making o' me wit. You were so behind. A half an hour for every pitch I got. And then, oh, thee didst ground thy pick and blow, and quirk to get it up on end, dost know, to rise a pitch that were about so big as a good-ish crow's nest, or a woodman's wig. Why, be so weak, dost know, as any roller, some of the women folks will beat thee, holler.
You snub-nosed flubber-chops. I pitched so quick that thee dost know thee hadst the hardest job to check the pitches in from my slow pick. And dissen thee, I ground another, Bob, and thee be stronger, thee dost think, than I. Girt bandy legs. I should just like to try. We'll go. And if thee dost like, and just see which can car the most or heave the biggest niche. Yeah.
There are some to make I sick to hear thy bragging. Why, bissen strong enough to car a flagon.
Ya grinning fool. I warned I'd sit there blowing if thee were with me for a day of mowing. I'd wear my coat, and thee should pull thy rags off. And in 10 minutes, why, I'd mow thy lags off.
Thee, mow we aye? Why, cuss and keep up wi' me. Why, piss and fit to go a vel to skimmy. Oh, mow the docks and thistles. Why, I'll bet a shilling, Sammy, that thee cassin wet.
Oh, now don't say much more than what's a said, or else I'll knock thee down, heels overhead.
Thee, knock I down? Ha, ye fool. Why, cassin is a blow, have had enough to kill a nit.
Well, thee shall feel upon thy chops and snout.
Come on then, Samuel. Let's just have one bout.